everything that has happened to me, and I don't blame anyone. I blame myself because I was the one who allowed it to happen. The link between ADHD content and me, it's like ADHD content works and I don't really want to do it anymore because of...
Kobe Watts is a DJ, influencer, and a powerful voice in the mental health space. He's known as the king of ADHD content, but beyond that, he's a living example of what it means to chase your dreams and never give up on yourself. From changing lives through his raw, relatable content to inspiring thousands with his story, Kobe's not just building a brand, he's building hope.
A lot of people who probably follow you and are struggling with ADHD or this diagnosis, they feel like, oh my gosh, I can relate to this person so much. He talks like me. He says things like I'm struggling with.
Everywhere I go, it's like, oh, you're the ADHD guy. I just got diagnosed because of you. I love your ADHD content.
Because of this mass following that you have and because of like the recognition that you get as well, this is the thing, when you grow on social media and you get a lot of attention, it's almost like a dopamine hit constantly. Like it's like boom, boom, boom.
Do you feel afraid or do you feel rejected or scared that a lot of people will unfollow you and will judge you because of possibility of saying, you know, I'm not the ADHD guy anymore, I'm Kobe Watts?
I don't really care what people say about me online anymore. Like I used to care, but I really don't care anymore.
Your DJ career, is there anything happening there, bro? Are you planning on making a big comeback? Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, everyone? How you doing? Welcome to the Luke Mindpower Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. And man, I'm so grateful because we got someone coming on the podcast today that is absolutely extraordinary. His name is Kobe Watts. He's a DJ, he's an influencer, he's a mental health advocate, he's freaking the king of ADHD content and everything else mental health related, I reckon. Like, he's really just a big, powerful example of, you know, not giving up on your fucking dreams, not giving up on yourself. And, you know, he's changed so many people's lives and helped so many people just with his social media platforms, his content. I got to live with Kobe in 2022 as well. I met Kobe back in 2020 when he was trying to get me to sign up to some shit on Instagram.
Right,
and back then, you know, back then I didn't have any followers. I had like 5,000 followers, so you know, I didn't have nothing. And Kobe had like 80,000. I was like, wow, who's Kobe Watts? Wow, he's got 80,000 followers. Shit. So anyway, guys, welcome Kobe Watts to the podcast,
bro. Thanks for the intro and thanks for having me. I forgot about that whole little period where I think I seen you in the bin, like doing an ice bath, or maybe you might have been hands or something.
Doing the comedy.
You were doing something, bro. And I'd forgotten about that until just then. But yeah, that is how we first connected. And what a journey. What a journey.
Yeah, man. I mean, what I saw you there, you were on, you had like 80,000 or 7,000 on Instagram. and then you had your playlist. I think you had your Spotify playlist attached to your link in the bio. That's because, you know, you also, you know, you're very well connected in the music industry as well, DJs and stuff like that. You know, you're a DJ yourself. So, I was just like, wow, who's this dude? Like, you know, he must be really famous or whatever.
Yeah, I guess I was, but like, it doesn't really matter, does it? Like, that's one thing I've learned, you know, since doing this whole social media thing, I guess, is like, yeah, it's cool and it helps and it, you know, enables you to live the life you want. But at the end of the day, we're all humans, bro. And I think that's one thing that I did is I put people on pedestals due to the amount of like followers they had or something. But as I've like gone on this journey, I've realized that a lot of people who do have, you know, followers or whatever, they're not who you think they are. And you look up to these people and you're like, you meet them and you're like, whoa, like, what? I didn't expect that. They're just like people, bro, like you and I. And that's one thing I've learned about the whole thing about, you know, you mentioned like, oh, look at this guy, he's got 80,000, and yeah, it's cool, but so what? Like, I don't know, that's just where I'm at, bro, in life. Like, I've definitely changed a lot. That is for sure, Luke. That is for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like the statement that Les Brown says. He says, money doesn't make you happy, but everybody wants to find out for themselves. You know, like he says something like that, where it's like, you know, you don't know like what you don't know. And you always think that, you know, if someone is successful, if someone has more than you, or if someone is, you know, on a different higher level than you, as you perceive, then you're going to think that they are happier, right? And it's almost like, you know, we get lost in thinking that, you know, what we have is not enough, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like everyone wants to go on a journey for themselves to figure it out, I guess. And then you realize as you keep growing that, you know, it's not everything. You know, I was listening to Will Smith actually on a video, and he was talking about, because obviously he's very successful, whatever. And, you know, the thing that I was actually thinking about this in the gym, he's an actor. And I'm like, okay, he's an actor, but he's human, but he's doing an interview. And I'm like, okay, he's talking about success, and he's talking about how, you know, you hit rock bottom. You know where rock bottom is. Rock bottom is a shit place to be. But then he also says, I figured something out called cliff top, where you're at such a high level that you've achieved everything. You've got everything that you could ever dream of. You can buy whatever you want. And so now there's nothing else, you know?
Interesting. I've seen that clip. I've seen that recently, actually, eh? Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like we're all striving for that massive success or whatever, like to have everything or something like that, but not realizing that it's not everything.
Yeah, it's not, bro. It's so weird because, like, if you told me I'd have what I have now, you know, 20 years ago, I would have just been like so excited, man. And I would have been like, oh, that's so cool. And like, you know, I'll be on a yacht and like, you know, like popping champagne and like chicks everywhere and like partying all the time, like having all these followers or whatever. But yeah, man, as I, you know, go along the journey and just like receive everything and like, you know, it all happens, I'm like, what is all this, bro? And why did, like, it doesn't really like make you happy, I guess. It's just like, I don't know, for me, it's a challenge, bro. It's so hard that like, people want to know how, you know, you get to where we are, for example, but they don't want to do what it takes to get there, man. It's not easy, dude. And it's like I mentioned to you off camera, sleepless nights, bro. The amount of sleepless nights I've had on this journey due to the life I have now, I guess, is like just wild, bro. Like really wild, eh? What about you?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, definitely if I'm struggling with anxiety or if I'm struggling with something in life in the present moment, then I'll be overthinking, or I'll be, you know, I mean, I've had times where I've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and all I'm thinking about is business. All I'm thinking about is all the shit that I need to do, you know? But I'm just kind of curious, like where you're at right now, like what is a day in the life of Kobe?
Yeah, good question, bro. Well, right now, my mental health and my health in general is the most important thing to me. I put on a lot of weight, man. I found myself in a really dark place again. And since September last year, I've lost 9 kilos. I'm currently training for a half marathon. I'm going to the gym 5 times a week. I film videos every day, surf, like bodyboard every day. Yeah, man, I'm coming back to me because I feel like it's a bit of a pattern that I was stuck in for many years. I kept finding myself in the same situation with a different person. And in that process and cycle, I would lose myself. And yeah, I lost myself again, man.
Are you talking about relationships?
Friendships, relation, like just any sort of like, yeah, any relationship. It doesn't have to be a partner. I'm talking like friends and all sorts of stuff.
Same cycle, different person. That's what you said.
Yeah.
And so what have you learned to get out of the cycle of attracting those kind of people?
Don't receive help of people that I don't know when I'm in a very low frequency, man. Because when I was in those low states and frequency, I was attracting people who were very hurt. I was very hurt, bro. And I'm not afraid to admit that. But those people were very good at what they did up here. And they were very good at putting me underneath them as a puppet, I guess. And I was like psychologically manipulated. I was getting manipulated. Like, yeah, it was pretty dark, bro. And, I feel like you've seen me in a cycle like that, hence why I ended up living with you. But Yeah, man. People have been my biggest challenge over the last 5 years, but I take full accountability for it. And I've allowed everything that has happened to me happen to me. And I don't blame anyone. I blame myself because I was the one who allowed it to happen. And the lesson was, bro, like, I have to like step up, bro, and look after me, man, not have someone else look after me or not have mom and dad, you know, get me out of trouble or come stay here like you did. Like, I have to do it, bro. I have to do that. And I've done that, man. And I'm in a really good home right now. My business is doing really well. Content, I've got a little bit of like, where am I, who am I thing going on. But other than that, man, like, my life is the best it's ever been. And I'm pretty firm on that statement, Ed.
Yeah. So, you know, we talk about happiness and you talk about success and you talk about your business and you talk about, you know, I've got my, you know, got a good living environment. I'm well established in a sense. So what do you feel is missing?
The link between ADHD content and me not wanting to do it anymore. That's the link. It's like ADHD content works and I don't really want to do it anymore because of X, Y, Z. And yeah, it's a tricky one, bro. I copped a lot of hate because of the label recently. Like, I put a post up that people didn't agree with and I didn't mean to do it. I accidentally pressed post before explaining why. And I think that day really just like made me go, man, I don't know if I want to be associated with that name, ADHD, anymore. And that's probably my biggest challenge in my life right now, because it's like a identity that everyone knows me for. And it's like,
And the ADHD guy. Do you feel like that label, let's just call it a label, like whatever you want to decide that it is, you know, or it's a abbreviation or it's a diagnosis, like whatever, it's fine. There's no judgment here, you know, whatever you're dealing with in life. I mean, I remember talking to you about this in 2022, you know, and I'm really big on the words that we use, you know, and whatever you say is whatever you become. So from what you're sharing with me right now, I'm understanding or trying to like grasp that because of the amount of content you've created and because of like, you're very creative, you know how to create content. You're very good at like, you know, getting people's attention and also creating the content that, and sourcing the content, because I've watched you like, and we'll go into this a bit deeper, you know, that how we live together and like the experiences that we had back in 2022. But because of this mass following that you have and because of like the recognition that you get as well, because this is the thing, when you grow on social media and you get a lot of attention, it's almost like a dopamine hit constantly. Like, it's like boom, 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 boom. People keep supporting you, loving you, commenting. And getting that all the time is like, oh, wow, it's good validation.
Yeah, external, you know? Validation. Hey, like, look at me, I'm the man. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know, so now it's like you've evolved a little bit and you're going, you know, but I almost like, I don't want to, and I know it's kind of like, I don't want to be identified with ADHD. Like, I just want to be me. I just want to like own my life and not be, I guess, labeled with that. You know, I'm Kobe Watts. Like, exactly. Let me fucking be.
Yeah. 100%, bro.
Is that correct? Like, or is that like what you're trying to?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, bro. Like, everywhere I go, it's like, oh, you're the ADHD guy. I just got diagnosed because of you. I love your ADHD content. You're like ADHD. If I hear that word one more time, I'm like going to lose my mind. No, not, you know, not really. But like, dude, like, do I think that ADHD is a thing? I think there's a massive amount of people all over the world who relate to the label, 100%. Do I think that it helped me save my life being under the label or diagnosed? Yeah, 100%, bro. It did. I put my hand in my heart when I say that. Do I think I've outgrown it? I don't know if I've outgrown it, but when you said, I just want to be Kobe, that really hit here, because like, I am Kobe. I am not the ADHD guy. I am not like that stupid guy all the time. Like, I can be like wild, I can be silly, I can be like forgetful, but I also have so much more to give to the world. And I have goosebumps like right now as I say this, because like, yeah, man, it really hurts. Like, and I've had to, you know, sit with a lot of pain and like, you know, a lot of stuff that's come up for me over the last couple of months, because like, people will never understand how much like this whole like ADHD thing has messed with my head. And I really and doing everything within my power to like just like be okay with it, but also like be more than just that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I can relate too. And I wonder if anyone listening can relate, because I recently, you know, I've gone through a big transition in my company and with my coaching programs. Now I have a coaching institute where I teach people how to, you know, start their online coaching business, how to build their own coaching program. You know, I teach them all the social media stuff as well. But before that, when I was in Dubai a few months ago, I was at a beach club with my fiance and with our dog. And this girl came up and she's like, "Oh my God, I love your dog, you know, and can I play with the dog? Can I pat it and all that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, like enjoy it, you know." And then her mum came over, or it was her boyfriend's mum, but another lady, right? And then by the time the afternoon was over, we're about to leave, you know, my fiance said, "Hey, you know, grab our like details, you know, like maybe you can look after Toffee, the dog, you know, when we're away or when we're busy or whatever, you know." And so she gave the lady, she's like, "I'm a holistic hypnotherapist and this is Luke Mind Power." And the older lady said, "Oh, I follow you. Oh, that's right. You're the dancing guy." Right. So it's not that I've copped it, but it's that, you know, this is the majority of the content that I've created that has grown my audience, that a lot of people still don't know that I have a podcast, you know? They don't know that I have a coaching programs that can help them heal their childhood trauma or grow in self-love. They don't know that I have a coaching institute that I can help people start their own online coaching businesses. So they still see me as the dancing guy, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I'm the dancing guy, but fuck, man, like there's so much more than that. Well, like, why do you think I dance? Like,
yeah.
Because I had to do some healing and I'm happy and I'm joyful and I'm like living my best life, you know, but it wasn't like that before. I had to do some inner work, you know?
Yeah.
So I can relate to where you're at, man, you know, in terms of that, in terms of the label of like what people perceive you as. But yeah, then it's our responsibility, I believe, to teach people who we are, you know?
Yeah.
And to be okay with, I think what you're going through is a massive transformation. It's an awakening moment for you, because it's like, you know what? This is like my branding. This is what I've gone through this process as being. But now it's time to evolve and step out of that. And now I'm going to teach you who I really am.
Yeah. And the ego can get very hurt when that happens, bro, because like you go from being this character and you go to then being someone completely different to the character, and the character's getting all these views. And I'm not saying the character's fake. I'm just saying like that it's a character online and that character's getting millions and millions and millions of views. And then I try and be me and everyone's like, "Whoa, who's this? Like, what's this? Like, where's your glasses? Where's your like weird, like sounds coming out of you and all this stuff." And you see the views and you're like 20,000 versus like 2 million. What do? Do I go back to what's normal and be that guy for everyone else and lose myself in the process? Or do I put in the hard work like I know how to do and just continue to show up every day and be me each and every day? And that's what I'm doing, bro. So you've caught me at a very interesting but powerful time in my life, for sure. Mm.
Do you feel afraid, or do you feel rejected or scared that a lot of people will unfollow you and will judge you because of, you know, your possibility of saying, you know, "I'm not the ADHD guy anymore. I'm Kobe Watts, and I'm a DJ. I'm a, you know, influencer, or, you know, I'm just a regular dude, just, you know, putting out positive content out there."
I don't know if I'm scared. I think I'm more
like, are you worried about the rejection, or are you worried about people going, you know, "ADHD is a thing. Like, what are you talking about? I've been struggling with it all my life and I related to your content and now you're telling me that it's not."
Look, bro, I'm sure there's always like that rejection feeling there. Like, let's be real, bro. My past wasn't like, you know, sunshine and rainbows. I definitely believe that it's there somewhere. I don't really care what people say about me online anymore. Like, I used to care, but I really don't care anymore. I think I'm just more like, it's my ego, bro, that's like hurt. And it's like, my ego is like, yeah, it's like a bit embarrassing, bro. Like, I'm posting all this mad content. I'm like not getting any like traction for it, almost, in my opinion. Like, I still am, but it's nothing like it used to be. People are going to say what they're going to say, bro. I've copped hate, like I said recently, about the label. I was hurt by it in the moment. I had to do a lot of reflection on who these people were and where it was all coming from. And look, bro, it's not going to be easy, but yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff coming up, but I don't know if I'm scared. I don't think I'm scared. If I was scared,
Was there a specific moment lately? Was there a specific moment that's kind of tipped you over the edge that's gone, yeah, that's like, I'm done?
Yeah, I think it was just people constantly talking about the pills, bro. Like I kept seeing like people like showing off their pills and like saying like, oh, you know, I just took this and I don't know, it just made me feel sick. Hey, like, I don't know why. I just felt really upset by seeing people like do that.
What, pills for what? It's managing
ADHD. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with people who need it. I needed it at one point in time, but I don't know, man. I feel like it's just become like this thing that everyone's like saying they have. And like, I can see through people. Like, it's one of my strongest gifts, man. I can see through bullshit, like no tomorrow. And I'm like, man, half these people who are talking about it now, I don't believe actually even really know what they're even talking about. They're just doing it because it's like the thing. And I don't know, man, I just felt upset because like I also potentially like got people to get diagnosed, man. Like that really upset me. And it like upsets me as I speak about it now, because like I didn't do that for people to get diagnosed. I don't do what I do for people to go pay thousands of dollars, man, and go get a diagnosis. I don't do the content I do so people think they need to pop pills to feel better. Like I didn't start that for that to happen, and I feel like that's what kind of started happening, bro. And I felt really upset about it.
This is the thing, bro. You've got a powerful voice and you've got a powerful platform to redirect and influence people in a positive way. Because what I've learned is our nature is to feel connected, you know, is to feel like we're a part of something greater than ourselves. And that naturally is some sort of community. So a lot of people who probably follow you and are struggling with ADHD or, you know, or this diagnosis or whatever, you know, they're gravitating towards you because they feel like, oh my gosh, I can relate to this person so much. He talks like me. He says things like I'm struggling with. So do you think that it also can be, it's not to dismiss that, you know, being traumatized as a child or put under a lot of stress as a 5-year-old or a 4-year-old, or, you know, doesn't allow the brain to actually develop. You know, I've listened to some podcasts with Dr. Gabor Mate, and, you know, one of the things he talks about is, you know, between the ages of, you know, 5 and 7, like if the child is put under a lot of stress, if it's been physically abused or, you know, like, you know, really, really uncomfortable situations or circumstances, then it's very possible that the brain is not able to be developed correctly. And then that is something that can also trigger, you know, this response of ADD, ADHD, you know, autism and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, from what you're sharing, bro, I mean, I just had an aha moment when you were talking, because I was like, bro, you've actually like, it sounds to me like you've overcome it.
Bro, I don't feel like don't get me wrong. Like, I'm anxious, like a little bit before doing the podcast. I don't know why. I just like I get like a bit anxious before stuff like this. I get like a little bit overwhelmed. Like that right now, there's like lights right in my face and I'm like, shit, like I'm sitting here going like, bro, this is a lot. There's like sounds going everywhere. I still, you know, have,
you're challenges. Still hypersensitive to shit.
Yeah. Sorry. Hypersensitive. Like, but I feel like I have, bro. Like, I honestly do. Like, I feel like if I'm not on top of my mental health, like, yeah, all those like things that I, you know, post about can happen. But like right now, bro, I have a structure and I know what I need to do for me to feel the best I can feel. And like last night was a one-off, bro. I don't know about a one-off, but it's very rare for me to be up at 12 o'clock at night. I was up at 12 o'clock at night last night. And the fact that I'm here right now off like, you know, not much sleep doing this with you, I think it shows where I'm at, bro, and how far I've come. Because like, you know, rewind 5 years ago, if I didn't sleep, dude, I would have been like I would have felt like I was in my head, bro. Like literally, like I would have been like, bro, like what's going on? And like really, like I would have come on here with my hoodie on and been like, hey bro, how you going, man? Like not being able to look at y'all. But yeah, I don't want to say I've like figured it out and cracked the code, but man, I've learned so much, dude. And
yeah,
I've come a long way for sure.
That's amazing, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people that may be listening to this, bro, and they would love to maybe learn from you, or they would love for you to teach them some shit, man. Like, how did you do it? Like, what's the secret? Like, what's the steps? Like, there's probably a lot of things that you've learned in the last 5 years or 10 years that, you know, yeah. who you were, you know, what you were dealing with, you know, what you had to go through. And now, you know, 2025, you know, you've made a lot of progress and you're actually getting in a better place. You're not at the best place. You still struggle, like, as you mentioned, a few things, but, you know, there's probably people that are in where you were in 2020. You know?
Yeah. So, even last year, bro, like 2020 and last year were the toughest years I've had. And I know why they happened. And I know why I got to the place that I got to. And I know what to do. I won't ever get there again. I know it. I will never get back to that place or close to that place mentally ever again. But say I did. Say something happened, bro. I lost my way. Say I, you know, put on 10 kilos again and I couldn't touch my toes like I couldn't last year and I couldn't almost get out of bed. Say that happened, right? You know, fast forward 3 months from now, that's where I was. I know exactly what to do to get out of that place, man. And it works. And it's not easy, bro. It's not easy. Like, none of this stuff that I do or that, you know, even you do is easy, man. It's very uncomfortable. It's very confronting. It's very painful. And I think a lot of people who do relate to what I do, they are very mentally strong, bro, because, like, you got to think, like, you know, we say I've overcome it or whatever, but, like, dude, like, I know how hard it is, man, and I can only imagine how many people are going to listen to this podcast who are, like, so fucked up right now, man. I can only imagine, bro. So the fact that they're, like, even listening to this podcast, like, it shows how strong they are, bro, because, like, they're here today. They haven't given up yet, and that's one thing that I want people to know is that, like, yeah, you can have all these challenges and, like, traumas and, like, whatever, people controlling you or, like, you know, financial stress. Like, we all go through it. But, like, just remember who you are and how strong you are, man. Because, like, dude, life is not easy, bro. It's not fair. It was never meant to be fair. But unfortunately, well, I don't want to say unfortunately, but, like, for people like me and people like you, we've been given a tough, like, you know, road that we have to go on, bro. And once again, I'll leave it at this. Just remember how tough you are, because, like, you're here today. So, yeah.
Mm. Would you say it's not an excuse for living your dreams?
What's that, the label?
Yeah.
Nah, like, no, no way.
You say, well, I can't because I got ADHD. I can't do it because I got ADD. I can't because I'm on the spectrum and, like.
Nah, you'll never hear me say that, bro. I've. Nah, no way, bro. Like, no way, man. I understand why people might, you know, think like that, but I don't have a mindset like that, man. I never have. I don't understand how people can, you know, say that, like, you know, it's an excuse. Like, for me, bro.
Do you struggle with dyslexia?
Bro, I'm dyslexic, autistic, like, whatever, bro. I'm on the spectrum, dude. I am the spectrum. I don't know. Like, I'm not smart when it comes to maths and English. Like, bro, I'm looking at words now and I'm like, bro, I don't even know what that says. But when it comes to, like, life, I'm so smart, bro. Life and creating content and, like, you know, understanding humans, like, human beings. Like, dude, I'm so intelligent, man. But I can't tell you right now what 10 times 14 is. I don't know, bro. Like, I can't understand it. And I'm just, bro, you seen the video I posted, bro? Like,
140.
Of Danilo. Of Danilo reading out my book, bro. I'm
yeah,
so
that's good.
I reckon 5-year-olds could spell better than me, eh?
Okay, so just a quick backstory, guys. Myself and so first 2021, I started my coaching business. I was living at my parents' house. That's where I met. I think earlier I might have met Kobe, but that was when we started kind of chatting on Instagram. 6 months later, I had $20,000 in my bank account because I started my coaching business, and it was enough for me to go, I want to move out and I want to find my own place. So we rented a place in Thelmy in Sydney, Australia. And I made a decision. It's just so happened that Danilo was looking to move somewhere as well.
Bro, I can't even hear his name, eh? Bro, I'm kind of laughing, bro.
So he called me and he goes, shit. The real estate just came to us and told us we have to move out. And I go, well,
that's all right. He goes, well, you know, we could find a place together to live. And I said, all right, well, fuck, let's do it. So we moved in together to this house. And then obviously I started making connections with you, and, you know, we were messaging back and forth a few times. And then eventually down along the year, 2022, you came over. And then long story short, guys, eventually a few months later, Kobe was dealing with some shit at home or wherever you were living and all that kind of stuff. And we're like, bro, you know, there's a spare bedroom here, man. Like fucking, you know, you can come stay with us. And Kobe did. So basically me, Kobe and Danilo, we were living together in Thelmy. And basically I wanted to ask you, I'm like, what is it about Danilo that makes you laugh? Because there's something about him. I've always said that he's the funniest guy I've ever known. Like, he's a comedian, you know, like, and literally as we were living, like, you, there was not one time in the house where you were able to have a straight conversation with him because you would be laughing.
Bro, we had our first ever serious conversation. Like, no, I take that back. We talk seriously all the time, but in person, bro, like.
Oh, man.
Bro.
But his face, he does, like.
No, nah, he does it on purpose, bro. He's like this. Say, watch me, bro. Watch me. He'll go like this. He'll go, wait, watch me. Wait, watch me. He'll go. And like, he'll just look at you, bro, and you go, what? What's going on? Wait. And then like, he'll act out like he's not doing it. But then like, he'll go, bro, I don't know, man. He's just like.
Yeah. He's.
He's probably the best human being I've ever met in my life, man. I really like, am very grateful that I connected with you, bro. Cause like, obviously like, you're best friends with Danilo, and like, man, he's definitely one of my best mates, bro. Like, I am so grateful for him, man. Like, he's something else, dude. And I think that, I'm just grateful to have both you and him in my life. But, man, you know, he's just Danilo, man. And you can't take away who he is, bro. He's one of the, like, I just, man, like, even saying his name, like, it brings up, like, a lot of, like my soul lifts. Like, and he's not even here. And like, if he was, bro, it would just be like,
Kobe, you know, real talk, man, I think like, he's going to be super successful. He's already growing, and he's, you know, growing and growing more and more. But I believe, like, maybe not, you know, maybe I'm making an assumption, but I truly believe that there is something else in him that he hasn't let out yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because the truth is, like, more financial security or more cash makes you more confident. You know, the more that you are like successful in a way, the more confidence you kind of have to do things, to live life, to take more risks, to, you know. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, he also, because I know him personally and I know how funny he is, and he's so like, his sense of humor is just so funny, you know. And I know he's a DJ and he does everything he does and he's great. But I like, it's almost like there's something about that comedian, like that funny side of him that I'm like, I wonder if that's ever going to come out like in the public.
It'll only come out if he does stuff like, I don't know, start showing like him, like a vlog, for example, on YouTube, and like people get seeds.
Like, I reckon he'd go viral. Like, like his shit, like literally, God, like,
yeah.
Because of him, like, he's been the influence for me. He's the one that like inspired me to dance on TikTok. You know, the way he talks, the words he comes up with, I always learn the words from him, you know, like the way he dances, like I learned how to dance from him, like his style, you know? So he's really like got this charm about him, you know what I mean? And he's very like likable, influential, you know? But Let's talk about this situation, because I think that people listening, maybe a lot of people are struggling with boundaries, with self-confidence, with like, you know, making the right decisions for themselves. So, you know, you were living with us and it came to the end of 2022 where I was thinking about, okay, we're moving out. The lease is up and I'm thinking about, I want to move to a bigger house. You know, I want to get a big mansion. You know, I want to fucking move. I don't want to live here anymore. And you were living with us at the time.
Yeah.
And
So I had to make the decision. And then I realized, and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm looking for a house that's like $1,500 a week in like a good suburb in Sydney. And I'm like, fuck, it's like, it's nice. I've got a pool, got everything. You know what I mean? It's, you know, and it's what I want. But then am I going to foot the bill, like the whole thing, you know? And I don't even know what I was thinking. Me being single, like no one else is coming. It's just me. Like, what the fuck, yeah. You know?
What are you going to do, eh?
Yeah. But then I was like, well, hang on a second. If Danilo comes with me, and I said to him, I go, bro, I go, if you pay $600 a week, I'll cover the rest.
Yeah, right.
You know? And so that was the agreement. But then you were living with us and we were like, well, fuck, maybe we could all move in together.
Yeah.
And it made sense because I was like, fuck, yeah, why not? Why not? You know? So then as we kind of talked about it and I shared the idea with you as well, then we started obviously, you know, spending more time together. And then you started dealing with some anxiety and some personal things that were coming up for you. And then I, you know, I guess I started to see a different side of you as well, you know, because I was very big on like, you know, be careful who you surround yourself with, make sure whoever you surround yourself with is inspiring you, positive, they're uplifting you, they're not bringing drama to your life, you know, it's not creating stress, it's not someone that you have to be dependent for, like you have to look after them, they got their own back, they can look after themselves. So when I started seeing you go through all this stuff that you were dealing with, like immediately it was like a pushback from me. And I was like, fuck, do I really want to live around this kind of stuff right now?
Yeah.
You know? And so it was really hard for me to actually like get out of my comfort zone and stand up and speak up for myself and actually tell you, hey, bro, I've decided that I don't want you to move in with us. You know? And so I know that wasn't easy for me to do, but also how was it for you to actually hear that and receive it? And like, how did you process it? Because I know from that moment on, like once I moved out, you know, we stopped talking.
Yeah. Like if I'm honest, bro, I kind of like was completely off you, eh? Like straight up, like I haven't told you this before, but I'm not going to hold back, man. I'm not afraid anymore, you know? Yeah, I thought in that moment, bro, I thought, how could you do that, man? Like, it's kind of like you, like, you know, it's like, you know, when you get in a relationship, bro, and you like hear about like the start of the relationship, like you tell them everything you want to hear and then you just go, oh, no, I don't want to do it anymore. Because like, I don't know, man, I felt like, and by the way, when I say felt, like I felt, doesn't mean it was real. This is what I felt. I felt like a bit used. I felt like, you know, you just were like, oh, like, who is he? Like, I felt like you thought that I was like just less. And like, yeah, man, I don't know. I really struggled with understanding why you did that. But because I was in this spot that I was in mentally at the time, it took me like a good 3 or 4 months to like understand it. And in that period, bro, like, yeah, man, I was like, I was hurt, bro. Like, you know, because I know, with all due respect, bro, I know that you used to look at me as that guy, like, oh, it's Kobe, he's a DJ, look at him, he's so cool. And then I was like, you know, you thought something of me, and I gave you like my time, which I wanted to do, bro, because I was like, fuck, bro, you're mad, like, you're Luke, bro, you look like a funny dude, like, you're dancing around. And I was like, yeah, this is cool, I'm gonna go link up. And then I was just like, man, like, how could you do that to me, bro? Like, why would you even tell me? Like, don't tell me. But then you know, when I took myself out of it and looked at, you know, what actually happened and everything you just said was true, like, bro, you don't want that shit around you. I understood. And it's, yeah, it took me a long time to like get over it, man, because like, well, 3 months, I don't know if that's a long time to whoever's listening, but that's a long time for me, because you can do a lot in 3 months. And yeah, I just had to like understand it, bro. And I had to know that like, hey, he's doing this because of, you know, what I've brought to your life, because I was living with you at the time, and you're not doing it because you don't like me. You're doing it because you're like, hey, you need to go fix your stuff. And then by doing that, it was actually the best thing that ever happened to me, bro. Cause I had like the best, like 6 months of my life after that, eh? Completely changed as a human. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing, like rejection has and I didn't, it wasn't something that I did intentionally, but I've learned myself that rejection, like, you know, there's these quotes, you know, rejection is God's redirection, you know, rejection is God's protection, you know, and it's almost like, you know, when I made that decision, yeah, I'm sure you would have felt rejected, you know, you would have felt like I pushed you away.
Yeah, like hard. Yeah.
And so feeling that, you know, when we've just made such a great connection, we've been living together, all that kind of stuff. 100%, it would have been uncomfortable and hurtful, you know? But I also knew that, you know, you were still growing, you know, you still had some baggage and some stuff that you needed to work through and go through. And I truly also knew that you'll get through it, you know, that you also had to like freaking fend for yourself and like, you know, figure shit out for yourself, and that, you know, it wasn't just going to be handed to you in an easy way, you know? And I think that's how we learn, you know, that's how actually for many of us, we need to be taught. And sometimes, like, as much as rejection is uncomfortable, fuck man, it's sometimes the best thing that can ever happen to you, you know, because it does make you grow.
Can I interrupt, bro? Because like, you know, I've said what I've said then, and you know, I just told you that I was like off you and stuff, but I know that I thanked you recently for it all, but now we're here on camera, bro. Thank you for that, because like, I know it came from a place of love, and I know that you did care about me, bro. And I know that you only wanted the best for me. So I'm very grateful for it, man. And I think that it was the hardest and best thing that happened to me, because like, man, like straight up, dude, I felt fucking hurt, bro. Like I was like, fuck man, like these two people are like, I've just become like brothers with them, and now they're like, you know, they're both like so excited to go to this big mansion, and I'm just going back to my parents because like, bro, I had nothing there. I had no money, you know? And I'm like, fuck man. Like I'm really hurt. I was like crying, bro, in the car. And I was like, fuck, like this is hectic, man. But you know, if you didn't do that, bro, like I wouldn't have learned that I can, you know, live this thing called life on my own, because you know, I had to pay rent, bro. I had to pay like, you know, $600 a week, and I had to, you know, cook dinner for myself every night, and I had to like, you know, make sure that like everything was not like sorted at the home. And you know, that period after I was with you, bro, like I literally had the best 6 months of like content of my life. Like, bro, my whole social media blew up. Like I was like whatever you call it, like big or whatever before I met you, but after that, man, I used that as fuel. I was like, fuck, all right, well, if he doesn't think I'm good enough, like, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not good enough to be around him, and I'll take that. But what can I do now to better my life and better myself? And I did that, bro. I fucking did that, man. And, yeah, I'm just super grateful for it. And you are a tough character, bro, like, with me. Like, today, like, I told you, hey, bro, I want to reschedule this. And you said, fuck off, have a nap, I'll see you later. And I'm like, fuck. Bro, I'm like, fuck, all right, I'll see you later, bro. Like,
And yeah, you're sometimes Danilo, we need that push, bro. You know, because
you're like that with Danilo and I, bro. I'm not saying that you're like the dad, but like you kind of like, if you look at it for what it is, it's the easiest.
I know.
You're like a father to like you, him, and I, because like we're both like a bit special, bro. Like we're all special in our own way, but like you just like you like. You really help us, bro. Like, I know it's funny. Like, I know it's funny, but like, you know, I look at you as that, like,
type. I get it, man. I know you,
bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you are with compliments, bro, but you know me, bro. I speak from the heart. And
no, I receive it, man. I appreciate your words. I'm grateful, you know, I'm grateful that we reconnected. But I also want everyone who's listening right now, what I had to do in terms of this situation, me and Kobe, was basically what I was being an example of and being a leader of is protect your energy. You know, because at the time when I was building my coaching business and like I had to like be really conscious of like, okay, is this going to be good for my business? You know, is this going to be good for me? And I know that you can say, well, at the expense of Kobe's fucking mental health, at the expense of Kobe fucking crying and being upset and you know, being unhappy, I'm like, yeah, but I'm putting myself first. And I had to, you know, like I had to get me here. So, and this is the thing, this is the challenging part for most people. We're not able to set those boundaries because it's almost like we care more about other people's feelings than we do about ourselves. And it's like, well, who's more important in your life, you or that other person? Like, who's going to pay your bills? That's kind of like what I had to do. So, you know, it can seem kind of hard and stuff like that, but, you know, man, you know, it did help you grow. And I know that that kind of like attitude that I had, you know, it was part of my process and I had to do it, you know?
Yeah, but, good on you, bro. Everyone's probably feeling sorry for me. Like, well, how could you do that to poor Kobe? But, bro, good on you.
No, I know.
Good on you, bro. Like, bro, after that, I was like, you know, there was times and, yeah, last year I had a slip up and not, you know, I didn't do what you did in that time, that moment with me. But, you know, there's been moments throughout, like, my life since then where I'm like, no, fuck you. Like, with all due respect, when I'm like, no, I got to do what I got to do. Because, like, throughout my whole life, I put you first. I put the dog first. I put fucking anyone else but me first. And in that process, I really lost myself, bro. So that like inspired me. And man, I hope that anyone listening, like, I forget we're on a podcast, eh? I hope that anyone listening, you know, is inspired by that. And don't worry about me. I'm all good. I'm a big guy. Yeah, I might be like upset in the moment or whatever, but I'm okay. And I was okay, bro. And I needed to believe that. And that's what got me through that is knowing that I'm okay and I've got my own back.
Well, bro, like, look at that. Yeah, you got your own back for sure, bro. But look at that experience, man, and look at how far you've come and, like, look who you are now. Like, literally, these are the kind of moments that you go, fuck, you know what? Like, because I've been through that shit. I know I was going through some hard shit before, but I went through that as well. Like, I'm just living proof that, like, I can get through anything.
Yeah. But yeah, 100%, man. I'm like, I'm proud of that about myself. Like, you know, no matter what happens, like, man, I just keep going, eh? Just keep going, bro. I just keep chipping away every day. And whether it's a lot or a little,
man. That's it. So your DJ career, is there anything happening there, bro? Like, are you planning on making a big comeback, on getting into it full time, or?
I'm laughing because Danilo, me and Danilo Maybe. Have been talking. Nah, me and Danilo have been talking about catching up.
You know? Is there, like, are you going to, like, take over the music industry and the music scene so that you can take over Danilo? Because he seems to be, like, doing some big things.
Look, bro, there's, like, I know everyone says this, like, cliche statement. There's a lot going on in the background. There actually is with music. Like, I'm working on a song right now that involves me. Oh, actually, no, I'm keeping that to myself. But, yeah, like, look, bro, there's potential, but I right now, bro, I'm figuring out who I am and I'm going through that transition of like the label guy versus like me just being myself. And, you know, I've still got a lot of work to do on me and my health. Like, dude, I had a lot of health scares last year. I haven't spoken to you about it, but some stuff went down. So I'm just putting my health first. I'm putting my mental health first and I'm doing my content and showing the world who I am. Long story short, because I've gone on a bit of a roundabout, there's potential, man. Yeah, there's potential for sure with the music.
I'm excited. And your Instagram is still Kobe Watts Music?
Yeah, it's still Kobe Watts Music. But the only reason it is because I can't change it, bro. Because I got verified before you could buy it. Man, it won't let me change it, hey. Yeah. So.
Well, what do you want to change it to?
DJ Danilo. No, I don't know. Kobe Watts, like, just Kobe Watts, not music. Because, like,
okay. You can't delete music off it?
No, I've tried, man, so many times. And it's like, because you're a verified user, you can't change this. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. I thought you could just change it. But hey, man, thanks for coming on the podcast today. I trust that, you know, we had a good conversation. I trust that anyone who's listening right now also has really been inspired. And you know what, like, as you were speaking, bro, I was like, whoever's listening to this is going to be like, oh my goodness, this has been the best podcast I've ever listened to. Like, the most authentic, you know, the most real, like real life stories, like real shit, you know? Because yeah, I mean, I don't think people are as vulnerable as they should be, you know, on podcasts. I think lots of people cover shit up, you know? And especially because we've got such a personal relationship, we've lived together. I think this podcast has been amazing, man. And I hope that if you're listening right now, that you'll share this with your friends, because I'm sure that there's definitely lots of people that will relate to this and will benefit from listening to this. And we really also hope that it inspires you to not give up on yourself and to believe in yourself and know that you're enough just the way you are, you know? So Kobe, thanks so much for coming on. But, you know, just finally, you know, if there's people out there that are listening, which there is, you know, what are some things that you want to leave us with?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll say that I can't fake it. When I speak from the heart. And when I speak, a lot of emotions and like feelings come up, like my body will tingle a lot. If you're watching this via video, you might notice that it seems like I'm very overwhelmed. I may be very overwhelmed in moments throughout the podcast, but it's because everything I speak about comes from my heart. I struggle to, you know, be someone I'm not. And I guess like to leave everyone on a positive note, just like know that it can get better no matter what you're going through. I know that's cliche to hear, but it's true. Always be yourself. And no matter what you've been labeled or told you can and can't do, like you can do whatever you want to do in life. Because I'm living proof that, yeah, I'm dyslexic and all these names or whatever, but I'm here today and I have the life I have and I'm able to do whatever I want, basically whenever I want, in the most humble way. And I didn't get that through, you know, listening to people who told me I couldn't be someone. So yeah, just keep going. And I know it's fucking hard because it is, it really can be at times, but yeah, you got to remember how fucking strong you are. Eh? You have to do that. And I know that whoever is listening, you are, yeah, very strong in the mind. Don't forget that. So yeah, thanks for having me, bro. It's been a powerful conversation. And
congratulations, Kobe Watts, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kobe. Love you, bro. Thanks for jumping on, man. And we'll stay in touch.